Hey, welcome to a weird episode of the Post-Traumatic Church Disorder Podcast. I know it's been a while. We are going to be getting at you with actual episodes very, very soon. Stay tuned for that. But I woke up in a mood this morning, and I decided I needed to record before I lost this. Yeah, I'm really fucking mad this morning. Not at anyone in particular, not at any particular situation that just happened. This is just bubbling rage that I've been sort of dealing with for a while now. And this is sort of going to be a sermon. So yeah, let's talk about one of the few times that Jesus ever talks about in the Bible about people going to heaven or not. There's this parable called the sheep and the goats, and Jesus says that the kingdom of God is going to be like this. At the end of all things on judgment day, God is going to say to some people, "I never knew you because I was sick, I was in prison, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was naked and alone, and you did nothing." And the people are going to reply, very surprised, that had they seen Jesus by the side of the road, they would have done something. And Jesus says, "Depart from me, I never knew you." He doesn't check their theology first. He doesn't make sure that they said the sinner's prayer. He asks them, pretty simply, did you help people who needed your help, who were less fortunate than you? And if you didn't, you can go. And then there's another group of people. Jesus is going to say to them, when I needed help, you were there for me. And they're like, when did we ever see you and you needed help? When did we help you? It's like, no, you did it for the least of these. And when you did that to them, you did it for me, but you didn't realize it. Now, there's a certain brand of Christian, especially in the United States, but it's spread worldwide because we are the newest empire going, that reads the Bible very literally. Now, this is a reading of the Bible that cropped up primarily in the United States and has nothing to do with how anyone actually wrote the Bible would think about it. It's a false reading of the Bible. Literal reading of the Bible is not correct reading of the Bible. If you think that, you are historically ignorant. Again, I'm sorry, I'm in a mood. But these very same people that read the Bible literally seem to gloss over or ignore this verse or try and make it about whether or not you're a Christian. But you see, Jesus didn't ask if they were Christians. Not that Christians even existed at this point. No, he asked what they did for the people who needed it the most. Because you see, it's not that you are saved by works. It's not that you can do enough to get into heaven. The thing is, if you don't live a crucified life, if you don't the true meaning of the Eucharist, by the way, how can I sacrifice of myself for the good of others? If you're not living that way, then I doubt you were ever saved at all in the first place. See, if you are only out for your own self-interest, if you think that the poor are lazy and shouldn't get help, if you think that the government shouldn't be doing anything, it should be the churches helping people, but your church does nothing, then the government is actually just filling in where the church has failed. And furthermore, if we're supposed to be living in a Christian nation, to think that what Jesus said doesn't apply to all of us is pure fucking heresy. If you want to find lazy poor people, I'm sure you can. If you want to find the welfare queen, I'm sure if you look hard enough, you can find that person. Someone just cashing welfare checks or disability checks and who can actually work, I'm sure those people exist. The fact of the matter is, they are not the majority. Stop letting fucking Fox News tell you otherwise. People are dying every day in this country, and the majority of Christians in this country don't seem to give a shit. You are not Christian if you don't care, if you're not doing anything. You cannot call yourself a follower of Christ if you walk past the poor person by the side of the road and do nothing. That is a false reading of the gospel. If you think that the gospel is just about you getting into heaven, you've missed the entire fucking point. I recommend that you start from the beginning and read the whole thing again. The fact of the matter is, that it is on all of us, presidents and elected officials included, to make sure that we're taking care of the least of these. This is not a political talking point. Don't get it twisted and write me off because you think I'm a bleeding heart liberal. I don't give a shit about your two-party fucking system. It's bullshit and you all know it. The Democrats and the Republicans. They've both failed all of us. I'm talking about pure human rights issues. People are dying. People are starving. Children are going to bed hungry. There are people in Appalachia who have no hope of ever getting out of their broken down trailer. And yet Joel Osteen sells a million books telling you about how if you're just faithful enough, God will bless you with riches. Also, by the way, prosperity gospel, also heresy. If you think that, I recommend you start from the beginning and read the whole Bible again because you've clearly missed the point. If you believe that God only blesses the rich. If you believe that the poor are just lazy and we don't have to take care of them, that is heretical thinking. That is not of Christ. I am sick of what calls itself Christian in this country. The 80-some-odd percent that voted this fucking orangutan into office. Another rich, immoral asshole on the pile of rich, immoral assholes. We're supposed to know Christians by their love, right? Well, I'm looking at Trump. I don't see any sort of Christian love emanating from that person at all. If you see it in him, you're fooling yourself. You have been tricked by a political system into thinking that the Republicans are on your side, that it's somehow the party of the Christians. Frankly, I don't believe that the majority of Republicans in elected office are actually Christian in any true orthodox sense of the word. Maybe they are in the perverted, heretical, evangelical sense of the word, but that's more a cultural thing. This is, in short, why I started this podcast in the first place. I'm sorry that I'm angry right now. Sorry that I've used a lot of foul language. It remains to be seen whether or not I'll edit that out. This is a human issue. This is not a political issue. This is a human issue. This is a spiritual issue. This is a deeply spiritual issue. When people are dying so that someone else can score political points, that is not the gospel. Those people are not Christians. And the people who are actually doing that work are probably going to be the ones saying, "When did we ever see you? I don't remember doing that." And Jesus is going to say to them, "When you did it for the least of these, you did it for me." This has been the Post-Traumatic Church Disorder Podcast.